I'm here to tell you, as a small business owner, JeffKatz.us. Well, again, shameless plug, but I will remind you, our general mangler said I could do that. So I'm going to take him up on his offer. JeffKatz.us, that's where you'll find my business. I am, in fact, very proud accredited business with the Better Business Bureau. So Barry will be with us at 3:35. We've got an update with our Jewish community activities. A couple of months ago, I actually sat down with one of the folks over at the Jewish organizations. They're all now sort of in the same operation, the Federation and JCC operation and some other things. But we said, you know, there are a lot of people in the community just have no idea what's going on with the Jewish community. And given what happened on October the 7th, 2023, and what just happened up in Washington, D.C., and what just happened a couple of days ago out in Boulder, Colorado, guess what? We should let people know what is or is not going on. So Sam Richardson is going to be with us. Sam's going to be here at 5:35. We'll chat a little bit about that. Oh, today, I got to tell you this. Today is the final day for nominations in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition. This is not even the voting yet. Good gosh, that just goes on and on, does it not? This is why I only will deal with the one best of, because there's a million of these best ofs out there, right? Every publication has their own. Every this has their own. So the Richmond Times-Dispatch one is the one that I've been involved with since the beginning. Very, very happy to say I've won it now 5 years in a row. Would love to make it six. In fact, to tell you the truth, I'd like to make it seven. And the reason for that is if, in fact, you win 7 years in a row, you're done. They retire you. It's like they take your number and they hang it on the jersey up in the rafters. So if we can get through six and seven, I'm telling you, then I'm done, and then everybody else can have had it. This is why. I mentioned this to you, Jeremy. I don't understand some of these music disc jockey types. Now, I don't understand them anyway, but nonetheless, why on earth would you throw your stuff in now when you can sit back and, you know, just discount the next couple of contests, and then I will be very happy to urge my people to vote for you. So truthfully, if you are one of these musical disc jockey types, your smart move here, your strategic move here is just to tell your listener that he or she should be voting for the Jeff Katz Show as the best local afternoon radio show. That's it. I mean, it's just the way it is. But if you haven't done it yet, because remember, you're restricted on this. When we get to the voting, you vote as many times as you want, as long as it's once a day, once via phone, once via the interwebs. But for now, you can only nominate once. Go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. All right? Nominate the Jeff Katz Show for the best local afternoon radio show. There are a whole slew of other folks who should be nominated. A lot of folks I have nominated. And if you'll head over to Facebook, look for Jeff Katz. Look for Radio Katz, R-A-D-I-O-K-A-T-Z. I put that up there to make it easier for people. Because again, there are a lot of Jeff Katzes out there. And you don't want to have to deal with all of them. So Radio Katz, look for that on Facebook. I have a great list up there, all the things that I've endorsed, if you will, that I've nominated, the folks that I've nominated. Wonderful release here from the FBI. Let me share this with you. I'm just going to read it to you. Help the FBI protect children. As the Attorney General has made clear, we will protect our children and hold accountable those who mutilate them under the guise of gender-affirming care. Report tips of any hospitals, clinics, or practitioners performing these surgical procedures on children at 1-800-CALL-FBI or tips.fbi.gov. 1-800-CALL-FBI or tips.fbi.gov. If you are aware of any facility, a hospital or a clinic in Virginia that is performing these awful procedures on children, these mutilations, call the FBI. Call the FBI. I can't tell you how happy I am to see that Kash Patel and the team at the FBI now saying, we are going to keep our kids safe. And that includes keeping them safe when it comes to medical practitioners who want to indulge them in some sort of childhood delusion or fantasy, who would rather violate their Hippocratic oath of first do no harm by saying, well, we feel better doing this. FBI now on the case, and I am grateful to see that. Again, if you are aware of any facility, be it a hospital or a clinic or a practitioner, who is performing these surgical procedures on children, I'm not sure if the chemical castrations would be covered on that or not. I don't know. But call the FBI. I'm sure they'll let you know. If you say, look, I know of this doctor who is chemically castrating boys because they think they're girls. Is this something you handle? They say, oh, well, we're only doing surgical procedures. Okay, well, then you know. You don't know if you don't ask. You don't know if you don't tell. So again, 1-800-CALL-FBI or tips.fbi.com. Couple of other things, obviously, that we are dealing with. This race for sheriff in the city of Richmond, I think, is an important one. I know it's an important one. We had William Burnett with us yesterday. I've posted the entire chat that I had with William. I've said it over and over again for those that live in the city of Richmond. If you care about the sheriff's office, and maybe you don't, you know, if you don't, then hey, full steam ahead. Keep doing what you're doing. You already have the worst sheriff in America. You've got such understaffing because she's such an abysmal excuse for a sheriff. But in addition to that, you have inmates who are dying. Maybe you don't care about them. I don't know. I think somebody cares about them. Somebody would think, hey, this is probably not a good thing to have happen. Maybe, just maybe, we should stand up and do something about it. Another fake story. Washington Post now forced to retract yet another story. How is it possible for anyone in any journalistic post? And I realize in this day and age, journalism for the most part has died. But anybody who's even pretending to be a reporter, anybody who's even pretending to be a journalist, if you get a press release from Hamas, shouldn't you take, oh gosh, I don't know, 10 seconds, 5 seconds to question whether or not it is or is not true? Wouldn't that be exactly what a real journalist would do, what a real reporter would do, rather than simply running with the Hamas story? A terrorist organization. God, just seems to be that's one of those things, even if you are yourself a Jew hater, even you've got to take a moment, don't you? And say, this might not be true. It might look bad for us if we report simply what Hamas told us. But they got the Washington Post. The Washington Post essentially reprinted the press release. ABC pseudo news, national folks still ran it. Whole bunch of people ran it. And a number of them now being forced, because it was completely and totally fictional, being forced now to dial it back, being forced to apologize. But you know the way that works. Nobody hears the apology. Everybody hears the story, or they read the story, or they see the story. But the apology, not so much, not so much. I do wonder where the Washington Post will put it
in their pay.
I do not get the Washington Post. Thank you for asking. When we first bought this house, what, 5 years ago, we did subscribe to the Sunday Washington Post because Heidi was sure that we would finally get Sundays back. I don't know how or why she thought that. Maybe because we didn't have little kids at that point. But forget about it. No, I don't know anybody who's got the time to sit around on Sunday mornings over a cup of coffee with the Sunday paper. Although, given what the Sunday papers have become, you could probably finish most Sunday papers now before you finish that cup of coffee. So, maybe I'll re-examine it. I'll let you know. I'll keep you in the loop on that one. Barry Moore coming up at 3:35. It is 3:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.